Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. My name is Reagan Warfield. The Spotlight this week on McDaniel College's new Workforce Development Scholarship Program. On the phone with us this morning is Pam Regis, the Interim Dean of Graduate and Professional Studies at McDaniel College. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Okay, so McDaniel has launched a new Workforce Development Scholarship for those interested in pursuing a master's degree this fall in programs that relate directly to areas of greatest need due to COVID. That's a pretty amazing thing, and it sounds like a lot of plans were put in place in a very quick amount of time. But before we get into the details of that, let's talk about what McDaniel is looking at for the future. What are you seeing in your crystal ball at this point?
Okay, well, our crystal ball at this point extends pretty much just to the fall. Decisions are being made for semesters beyond that, but we've got the fall pretty much understood. We just announced fall 2020 opening plans, and there are differences in these plans for undergraduate students and graduate students. Your listeners might know that McDaniel is a primarily residential college on the undergraduate level, and always has been. And so we are going to welcome undergraduate students back to campus in the fall. And as you might expect, there are changes in what life is going to look like on campus. They will include an adjusted academic calendar. Masks will be required inside buildings and, you know, in common areas. And then there will be social distancing requirements. So that's sort of the undergraduate circumstance. McDaniel is also known for as a Division III sports school, and decisions about sports and competition are being made as I speak by the Centennial Conference. By the time this airs, they may have already been made. All right, so in terms of the graduate programs then, we have made the decision to continue all graduate instruction online for the fall. We had moved our summer stuff online, and now we are just going to continue that in the fall. So our calendars don't have to change. We are not doing the calendar shift that the undergraduate program is doing. So when we looked at our graduate program, this decision really made to us the most sense. As many of our courses are already delivered online or in a blended format, and blended courses include both online and in-person. For those courses, the in-person portion of the course will be virtual. And we felt that making the decision now, prior to fall registration, which started on July 1, was in the best interest of our graduate students because it allows them to eliminate any disruption to their studies due to COVID-19. And it seemed particularly helpful during a time when they may be dealing with any number of professional and life changes. Our grad students are adults with the responsibilities that come along with adult life, and we wanted to respond to their needs.
That's great. We've certainly almost every aspect of life. We've talked about how we've never seen this once in a lifetime situation. I imagine as an educator, someone who has worked in education, nobody in education has seen this before. So there's a lot of reacting and responding and really learning as we go, as we all are. So what was it like to come to these decisions?
Myself excluded, perhaps, we have extraordinary leadership at McDaniel, and they came together, they met, they consulted faculty, they consulted prospective students, they held open town meetings via Zoom with parents, they listened to everybody. They thought about what our mission is. They thought about our first principles, which are our value statement. And we figured out what that would look like for students returning physically to the campus, those are the undergrads, and then how it should look perhaps very differently, and in fact that's what we came down on, for our graduate students. There is no playbook. Everybody in higher ed figured this out without much sort of much of anything to rely on and anything to go read, anything, you know, any experience anybody else had had with this regard. And in my view, we've done a remarkable job. And I think students, both undergrad and grad, will be pleased.
It sounds like it. What's been the most challenging aspect of all of it?
For grad, the most challenging aspect was we had the summer schedule all the way finished based on all kinds of assumptions about what face-to-face courses we were going to offer, et cetera, et cetera. That had to be all the way backed out and redone. And it is just an administrative trip through the weeds, basically, because course by course by course, we had to take it down and put it back up. We have notice about fall, and so we will not have to do that. On the undergraduate side, choose an area, and the people who were paying attention to that area would probably say, well, so we really did have the biggest challenge. It's across the board.
This may sound weird, but by starting at the drawing board in some ways, it sounds like, was there anything that was good about that came out of that?
Yes. I mean, I think that the sense of community, it's a really tight-knit community at McDaniel. I think the sense of community actually got strengthened as people worked long hours with each other to you know, for a common goal. Because often, when things are normal, people are in their unit doing what they do with certainly with communication with each other, but this was pretty much everybody coming together. That was impressive, and I think that has come out of it. The other thing that may come out of it, and this is completely speculative, some of the kinds of changes that we're making on the other side of COVID may feel like a good idea to hold on to. And they will certainly be evaluated and identified if that's the case. But when you force people, which is pretty much what's happening, I mean, the virus is forcing us to change pretty substantially the way we operate. It could be that some of that change survives.
Well, that's true, not just at McDaniel, but I think other aspects of life. Maybe curbside pickup is a good thing that we should explore a little bit more. And maybe handshakes aren't that needed. You know, there's lots of different aspects of life for us all to reevaluate, I'm sure. You know?
Exactly.
Okay, so we're talking with Pam Regis, the new Workforce Development Scholarship Program that they have in their graduate programs. Can you talk a little bit about your graduate programs at McDaniel College? What do you have to offer?
We have over 20 graduate programs. We are probably best known for our programs that focus on educating educators. There's the phrase. Teachers and school administrators. We have a long, storied history in that kind of work. And I would simply give a shout out to all the teachers out there. Thank you. We have a number of other programs as well, including human resources management, public administration and policy. And one of our new programs is data analytics. And all three of those are eligible for the Workforce Development Scholarship. And then just to underscore, as much as possible, those courses are online, and any sort of face-to-face meetings are almost certainly going to be virtual. That's probably the best way to put it. Online doesn't mean recording your lectures and sending them out. Online for us is a really carefully built structure that creates a community within the online environment, and whose assignments and assessments are tailored to deliver best practices in online education. It really isn't just remote learning, and it really isn't a correspondence course. It's far different from that.
And you've offered these programs prior to the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. We have the college, well, the graduate program in particular, but to a certain extent, the summer programs for the undergraduate students are also online. Yeah, we've been online for a while. We haven't been wholly online, and so this is a little new, but we have long experience. We have instructional designers who help faculty create their courses. It's its own area of education at which McDaniel has both experience and, I would argue, excellence.
I imagine curriculum is constantly evolving, especially within the classes. Do you think there'll be a lot of, specifically with these in-demand careers due to COVID, do you think there will be a lot of aspects of the courses that are related to COVID-19?
I would hope so. I think that our instructors are very much aware of what's going on around them. One conversation that we've been having with one set of faculty involves figuring out how to do virtually what ordinarily their professional requirements are, you know, dictate that is done face to face, so that kind of preparation is also part of what we are hoping to build in. And I think that our instructors will do it. Our instructors are in many cases practicing professionals in the field, whatever the field is, so that they bring what they're experiencing in their jobs to the teaching that they do for us.
That's great. In college, it always felt like it was most insightful to learn from those who were actually practicing what they were teaching.
Exactly. Yes. Our instructors are practitioners.
Well, let's talk about the scholarship, the kind of the nitty gritty about it. So, why did you all decide to offer this scholarship at McDaniel?
So, the scholarship was designed to respond to a more competitive job market, and partly by COVID-19. But I thought that we also thought that the job market was competitive anyway beforehand, and that COVID-19 was going to make it perhaps even more so. So when we created these scholarships, we looked at our master's degree programs generally aligned with careers that have expected job growth opportunities. And those are particularly at the state of Maryland in that regard. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the people who measure this stuff, these professions included teachers at a 7.5% growth increase expected, mental health counselors at a whopping 20.7%, and those working in human resources at a little over 7% job growth. And of course, we thought also about local, state, and federal government work, which aligns with our Maryland location and our proximity, of course, to Washington, D.C. So those are the ones we looked at and chose when we made the lineup for the scholarship.
And so what does the scholarship entail?
All right, so the scholarship entails applying to one of the following programs, and I'm going to name them again because I didn't have all of them in that last little list. They are all Master of Science programs, so you exit with a master's degree. In teaching, either elementary or secondary, and that degree also leads to initial certification if you don't already have it. Or a degree in human resources management, which I just mentioned, public administration and policy. And then two different counseling masters, clinical mental health counseling or school counseling, And then again, data analytics. So the first thing you do is you apply to one of those programs where a limited number of scholarships are available for each one. Then what you do is fill out the application, the Workforce Development Scholarship application, and you get that to us by July 17th. And those who are admitted receive scholarship notification no later than August 1. The awards for the scholarship, in other words, how much support you get free tuition for the fall 2020 semester, which up to a maximum of 6 credits, and at McDaniel, 6 credits is full-time. For spring 2021, you get an additional $1,000 support based on enrollment and 6 credits. So the scholarship is designed to provide immediate access to these programs.
So this is not, you don't have to already be enrolled in one of the graduate programs at McDaniel.
No, in fact, what we are looking for, in fact, if you're already enrolled, you're not eligible. We're looking for new applicants because we think that there are people out there thinking about changing careers. And we think that there are people out there thinking about enhancing a career that they're already in. And so we wanted to reach those folks who are thinking about this to see if we can provide some support for them to help them along.
So apply for the graduate programs at McDaniel, apply for the scholarship, and by fall you could be in these programs for free of charge, basically.
For the fall semester.
Yeah, and you could be on your way to possibly a new career or developing a career further.
Yep.
Wow. Anything else to know about eligibility?
It will vary from eligibility requirements vary slightly from program to program, but it's pretty much what you would expect.
Okay. I feel like I haven't heard a lot about graduate program scholarships. Is this rare?
It's not as rare as people think they are, because you hear about undergraduate scholarship opportunities. It's more in the media. It's more discussed. The outreach to undergraduate and prospective undergraduates is understandably very strong. But there are graduate scholarships, and let's see. I will say that this is the only scholarship that we're aware of at McDaniel that focuses on in-demand careers in quite this way.
And what is...
I have contact information for our degree programs, and you would find that at www.mcdaniel.edu/graduate, and that's the website, obviously, where you'll find information. You can call instead, if you'd like, our graduate admissions counselor. Her number is 410-857-2516. Again, 410-857-2516. And we also have virtual graduate information sessions scheduled, and the notice of those will be on the website as well.
Okay, mcdaniel.edu/graduate. That's where we can find all the details. And can you just give us, we're talking about the new Workforce Development Scholarship Program at McDaniel College. Pam Regis on the line with us. What's the average timeline? I imagine it's situational depending on where you are in career and job situation, life situation. But what's the average timeline like?
Yes, adults, have life happen to them in ways that are not necessarily predictable, but you can finish this these degrees in 2 years, that with taking 6 credits a semester. So it's the time commitment from that point of view is not like an undergraduate program at all. It's shorter if you can with enrollment that is appropriate. This is not to say that our graduate students never take fewer courses or even stop out for a while, but the best way to do this sort of thing, if you possibly can, is to enroll, commit to it, and march through it if possible.
Okay, so in 2 years, 2 years and change from now, someone who has not been in the graduate program could apply, get that scholarship, and then be on the road to all kinds of success in 2 years.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Okay, so mcdaniel.edu/graduate. That's where you can find out about the Workforce Development Scholarship Program. Pam, how long have you been at McDaniel?
I've been at McDaniel since 1984.
Oh, my gosh. And what's that been like?
Oh, we call ourselves the college. We're one of the colleges that change lives. It's the most important step I've ever taken professionally. It's been my home professionally. People love the college. I love it. And the opportunities it has afforded me, the students I've taught, the places I've gone. I spent a semester in Budapest. We have a Budapest campus. I took students on a field trip to Cairo.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a big school. That's a good thing. But does it have a reach? And does it have impact? Oh, yes. Yeah. So perhaps you can tell that I'm a booster.
And that's great.
But from the inside and in a combination of gratitude and love for the institution, truly. And we hope that the people who join us feel that and come to that place as well.
How have you seen it change in those 30-some years?
Don't do the math.
Yeah, right. we'll just go right over that. But I'm sure, yeah. You know, from name changes to everything.
Well, the college has made a number of strategic changes over the year. One is to make the undergraduate program bigger. Not huge, but bigger, so that we could sustain ourselves. A second is a real increase in diversity, particularly on the undergraduate level, but also on the graduate level. I think the graduate program has always been pretty diverse, but the undergraduate level has grown considerably. I want to say, I hope I get this right. I hope I get this percentage right. I want to say almost 40% of our undergraduate folks are not the traditional student. They're people of color. They are in other ways marginalized historically. I'm very proud of that. So that's a change across my time. And of course, in programs, some of that has changed as well, because the place grows with the needs, with the educational needs of our students.
And it could be growing even further with the start of the fall semester. Again, a scholarship available for those interested in pursuing a master's degree this fall at McDaniel College. Programs that relate directly to areas of greatest need due to COVID-19. That's HR, teachers, mental health professionals. Lots of options. All the details at mcdaniel.edu/graduate. Pam Regis, Interim Dean of Graduate and Professional Studies at McDaniel, thank you so much for telling us all about it. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Pam, that was awesome.